So now on to my favorite movement, which is the saraband. Very often the saraband is sort of the musical center of pieces because it's so expressive. And much more than most of the other sarabands in the French suite, this one especially, although the G major is also fabulous. But this one has a few interesting features. It's written down there, but I will go over them. So it has what you call a walking bass. Fast walk, maybe. But what's interesting here is the walking bass switches places halfway through, after two measures, and the melody also switches places, so they actually just change places with each other. So you have... differing phrase lengths. In other words, at the beginning, you have two of them, then you have two answering. Then after the first half, he uses four in a row. Then the left hand does it. Then you have one. He's mixing things around, so it's not predictable in any way. And the gavotte. Now, the first gavotte is a nice gavotte. It's not really especially memorable. It is filled with two-note groupings, which comes in later. One of the things I talk about in the class and we try to look at is things that hold these suites together motivically, things that Bach repeats when he goes from one movement to the other. So we'll talk about that when we get to there. But what I want to talk especially about is the second gavotte, which is the one which you have on your sheet of paper. This gavotte exists in suite 815A. And it's the longest gavotte he ever wrote. It's very quirky in many ways. The theme comes back a number of times, but when he does it in the left hand, he has the same theme, but he goes up. So it's like they are sort of answering each other in a funny way. And he also does this very impossible thing over here. I guess it's in the middle of the fourth line on the second page. You'll see that group of 16th notes, which is almost impossible to play. Let's see. I can do it if I really concentrate on it. The amazing thing is that in Angela Hewitt's recording, she's playing this like, and somehow she gets this in there. I don't know if she did like a million takes or something in the recording session. It sounds pretty good. I think it sounds kind of ridiculous to play it that fast, but that's just me. So, and that's the theme in there. So, and then after that, there's sort of a long, sort of irregular group of phrases. It's not predictable in any way. So I'm now just going to play those two movements. Did anyone have any questions about anything I was talking about before, or no? No questions? No? Okay.